James. Hi. I don't know what happened, but it's okay. It's okay. It's a podcast. That's what happened.
I tried calling you guys back, but it didn't work. You got to call me. So
okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Yeah, but it's quite all right. I've been cut off before. the point that I was trying to make about New York City is that New York City, although it's not the hotbed it used to be for this art form, that everywhere, a lot of other places in the world is, such as Berlin, Stockholm,
Germany,
Sweden, Melbourne, Australia. New York will always be the mecca and the place for other artists that are in this art form to come to places like the Graffiti Hall of Fame.
Yeah, hands down.
The number one and most prestigious place in the world to see this art form. It is located at the most famous address in hip-hop culture, and that's 102 Street and Park Avenue.
That's right.
It's in the schoolyard. It'll be closed, but you can always look inside and see the great artwork and the presentations that we have. One is on the about the writer's bench, and that's on the big wall. And that's a great part of our history. And for those that don't know what the writer's bench is, the writer's bench used to serve at our school.
Right.
And, you know, I used to skip real school to go to graffiti school, which is at the writer's bench. And basically, you would sit down on the bench and you would look at the trains go by. And if a guy sits down next to you and he's between the ages of 9 and 17, well, you know what? For those that don't know, graffiti art is the only art form created by kids for kids.
Right.
This art form first got its start because there was a physical crisis in New York City, and what they did was they eliminated all of the art programs for a generation of kids, and I happen to be one of those kids. I've always wanted to be an artist and learn art, but there was no place that offered art in my community. And I grew up in the East New York section of Brooklyn way back in the days where they were more abandoned buildings than they were actually residential buildings. But the only art form that would be available to myself and to other kids that wanted to learn art was the graffiti art movement. So, you know, I joined that movement as opposed to being in a gang or doing other things.
And
for me, I jumped in full feet first. But getting back to the writer's bench and the presentation at the Graffiti Hall of Fame at 106 Street and Park Avenue, that place serves as a place where we would network and meet other graffiti writers. We would find out what layups and what yards were hot and which ones were sweet so that we can go to and paint. We would find out where the paint racks were at. More than anything, we would meet each other. That would be our Facebook, and when we would meet big time writers and they would do something out of black books, we would look at their names all the way back home and cherish some of those autographs and tags of some of those great graffiti legends from back in at least in the 70s for me. But this is a beautiful art form and a beautiful culture, and I'm glad that we are growing and people are actually seeing the power of it, because we have not even tapped our full potential. This art form is greater than what you see, because we need to use this art form to bring awareness to a lot of different causes where we can help people at, whether it's for cancer, whether it's for foster kids.
foster kids, you know that's my thing.
Well, you know that's why I said it. Whether it's, you know, social change. We need to use this art form and have shows to bring awareness to all sorts of different positive causes. And,
right.
You know, me personally, I don't take my name anymore. Well, I shouldn't say that because I did that at the Hall of Fame. But that
okay.
was because I got inducted into the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. And
right.
I
well,
wanted to be at the Hall of Fame. But usually I don't take my name because I refuse to, because I want to use my power to bring awareness to greater than what my name is. I'm already famous with this. I
yes.
don't need to paint my name one more time, but
right.
I damn sure would be an advocate to help bring awareness to cancer research.
Right.
Of course, the kids, homeless kids.
We're going to have to holler at you. We're going to have to holler, because you know I help AIDS out foster
kids. I got about 30 other artists feel the same way, and there's probably 250 more right behind that. I mean,
okay.
this art form is powerful.
Right.
And we have not used our power yet.
Yes. Well, you know, I never forgot something that Wes, you remember Wes once? He said something to me once, and I said, I interviewed him. I said, why do you want to do graffiti? And he said, well, we only do it to get famous. So now that you guys are famous, now you're saying that we want to bring it to another level and help advocate for other causes.
That's right. I mean, there's always other levels. I mean, when we first started, it was for self-esteem,
uh-huh.
and it was for our own expression and things and that nature, creativity, to get better
right.
as artists. But
right.
my earlier mm-hmm. dreams and what I was doing 30 years ago, 40 years ago, that has grown. I mean, I'm not interested in painting trains and tagging streets. I'm interested in doing paintings and showing my expression that way in
right.
galleries
right.
and also using my artwork to raise funds to bring awareness to all these social causes that are out here, and there are many.
Well, I know, and I want to thank you so much, man. I tell you, man. What's up with Harlem Brew Fest 2017? What was that about?
Yeah, well, Harlem Brew Fest was founded by the founder of Harlem Beer, Sugar Hill Beer. Her name is Celeste Beattie, and she invited me to be a part of the Harlem Brew Fest, and it took place way on the west side on 133rd Street, and we had about over 1,000 people, and this was the first one, the initial Brew Fest, and you got a chance to taste a lot of different smaller brewing companies
okay.
and all the beers. It might
okay.
not have been somebody that walked out of there straight because there were so many different, brews, that you could taste that day.
Mm-hmm.
There was fantastic music. And, of course, there was live art by, myself, James Top.
Yeah, I saw your dope piece there.
Yeah, I've also painted live at the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival, as well as I did a mural in New Haven for the Soul of the Cuba restaurant. It was a really nice write up about that. I mean,
I
love painting in the public, and of course, painting for causes.
I know. Well, I gotta say, I love your work because you have such a diversity. And I see, at the Harlem Brew Fest, I saw a piece that had a nice block lettering that was beautiful. You have just so much. You're just so diverse, and I just love that you always share your work with other people. Another thing I want to ask you about Black Lives Matter, for the 2017 Hip Hop Hall of Fame. That's a dope piece. I'm glad that was put up there. That's dope to do with the Afro. It says Black Lives Matter.
I used to do those Afros on the trains back in the 1970s, and what you see here is an evolution to that. Those are my premier works. They It's pretty expensive, but I get a chance to use my creativity and, you know, Black Lives Matters, and it looked great on that. You know, my art form is about the African-American experience here in this country, because I'm African-American, and then I just want to express, you know, our history. I get a chance to, you know, express myself and the concerns of my community, and not my Harlem community, but my greater African American community and our history and where we are going in the future. So, you know, as an artist, I get a chance to, you know, express all that and be creative and work with creative people. You know, I'm just living a beautiful life, you know, with this art form, and I've always wanted to do it. You know, I thought I was going to be a basketball player and wind up being.
You got game?
not anymore. You know, I got more mouth than I got game now, but I think I'm going to be all right. You know, when you 6'3", you know, you got a little bit of advantage anyway on height on a lot of people, but that's my past life. My future looks so much brighter than my past.
So wait. I thought I saw something on current events on your page. I was going to ask you about Black Ink Crew, and do you, as a graffiti artist, consider tattooing still the same type of art form, just on skin instead of a canvas?
Well, I mean, for artists, yes, that is, you know, their art form. Tattooing art has got a long history. Graffiti art is relatively the new art form, because we've been around basically kind of less than 50 years. But for 50 years, look how huge this art form has gotten. And of course, as being diverse as graffiti artists are, they get into a lot of different things. You know, I'm into television and film production, and some guys are into tattoos. And you know, tattoos are big now, man. There's a lot of money in tattoos. So, I'm happy to have my artwork on display at the Art to Ink, tattoo shop on Adam Clayton Powell in 135th Street. And I'm working on 135th Street in Harlem. That's my home base. And I'm working with a phenomenal cast of people there. They were known from the Black Ink Crew, but now they have their own. You know, they have their own tattoo parlor, and a big shout out to Puma and Sassy and the whole art shop. You know, and they've been treating me fantastic, and they show my work, and they want me to bring more work. So I'm looking forward to, maybe even having a one-man show there, you know, maybe in the future. Right now, my artwork can be seen at the Ben Yam Ethiopian restaurant and gallery, which is located on Frederick Douglass Boulevard between 148th Street. 148th Street, 149th Street. There's a beautiful presentation there. They just got a big write-up in the New York Times. And of course, if you live in Harlem, again, my artwork is at the Hamilton Wine Store, and we're going to have a big reception in a few weeks there, so you can come hang out with us. I'll probably bring a couple of the old school hip hop MCs like Ronnie C to come through and to let him do his thing. But then my artwork would be on display. I'm here in Harlem, but I'm going to be the greatest artist that has ever come through Harlem, and that's saying a lot. But you know what?
You are one of the greatest artists that ever came through Harlem. Stop playing. Don't be so humble.
I gotta be a little humble. But you know what? You can also see my archives at the Schomburg on the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture. I'm in the hip hop archives there. I'm most definitely in there. My art is in there. All of my flyers, all of the shows that I've been doing. And also, too, at the Cornell Hip Hop Archives. Now you can get a chance on any of the two. All of my flyers there. But you can also see episodes of Graffiti NYC. I've been the first graffiti artist.
You know, we go way back together with that.
You know, it's been 18 straight years for me, and I am tired. I want to break Ralph McDaniel's record, but he got to retire first, and I got to catch up to him. He's been on here for 35 years. And,
I know, but listen, yo, check it. I was doing the math the other day. My daughter just turned 21 on the 11th, so that means that me and you have been doing this game, the TV game, the internet, you know, that whole cable vision, whatever they got going on, for at least 21 years. My daughter was in a stroller when I started this.
There you go. You see, I remember your daughter, your oldest daughter, Arielle, shout out to her,
Arielle.
By the way. And I can't wait for you to pull out that episode so I can see it. But you know what?
Put it
on a flash drive, and I'll put it on the Graffiti NYC, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because it's been showing up here in Westchester, but I'll play it.
Yeah, there you go. So you know what?
Okay.
That's been a demon out here a long time.
Yes, we've been in these streets for a
long time.
Yes, and I know we got to go. We got to wrap this up. But before you leave, I want to know, who is one of your idols?
Well, you know what? When I started there, I didn't really have any, and we kind of created our own movement. But my idol is, of course, the great Stay High, 149, Wayne Roberts. May he rest in peace. And I'm going to talk to his daughter tomorrow about doing a tribute show for him. But, Tanya, I want to thank you very, very much for giving me the opportunity to meet so many beautiful people. You know, I can be reached at email at graffitinyctv@gmail.com. And when you get a chance, check out my show, which comes on each and every Sunday, 1:30 a.m., Channel 57. It's called Graffiti NYC. You can also see us on the live stream at www.mnn, that's M with two N's, .org. Graffiti NYC, hosted by James Topp. Peace, y'all. We love you. I love you, Tanya. Thank you very much, James Topp.
Thank you, baby. That was graffiti legend James Topp, educator inducted 2017, inducted to the Hall of Hip Hop and Fame. Thank you, James Topp. We appreciate you.
Thank you all. Thank you. Take care.